Welcome, listeners. This week is fan stories.
Oh, yes.
I have tales from Sweden, the United States, Canada, with brilliant fans sending their stories in from all around the world as well. And on top of that, this week I also have Michi's Journey from Carl Brandt and a huge variety of different stories for your ears. So a bit of creepypasta, maybe some more Beck stories, and perhaps, if I can squeeze it in, some Let's Not Meet stories as well. As long as I have time. And before I sink into today's story, I have shoutouts, and I love my shoutouts. So let's get to it. Firstly, I own cows. You are a machine. Devouring my episodes like there ain't no tomorrow, seriously. This lovely supporter finished all my episodes recently, and it's that sort of support that blows me away. Just amazing. Thank you so much, mate. Troy Shaw, what can I say, the keenest ears around. Thanks, mate, for your skip spotting, quality control essentially, and your all-round support. Thanks, mate. Star Eve 2099, thank you so much for your support, quality control as well, and being so supportive. This lovely person always provides me with positive feedback and kind words. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, Star Eve 2099. I appreciate it. Wee woo wee woo. Mate, thank you for your quality control as well. Looks like I have a set of amazing listeners here that help me keep my audio quality on track. And I'm lucky to have supporters like this. And thank you, mate, for your constant likes and listens. Just fantastic. Native Giggles, thank you so much for the listens, support, and yep, you guessed it, quality control. I really, really appreciate it. Jace York, thank you, mate, for your constant support, buddy, and the stories you sent in around your dog and Bex. I'm going to have to find a way to squeeze that one in this week, I reckon. Cheers, mate, and I can't wait for your next story. Kyle Brandt, absolutely love reading your interactions with listeners, both on SoundCloud and on YouTube. It's absolutely fantastic to see. Nothing quite like hopping on either of those channels and seeing you interact with people online, and seeing the joy that they get from chatting to you. It's just great, and I can't wait to get my teeth sunk into your latest Michi story. Cheers, mate. Sin, thank you for listening. Always awesome to have the Yokai Queen swinging by my channel. Cheers. Now for some new follower shoutouts. Jeremy Davis, Wedding Photo Hangover, that's interesting. Akasha Mitra, Best Sound, The O'Reilly Factor, that sounds cool. Hottie, Podcast vs. Podcast, Grit Strength, Nina, D-Tang, Dad Son Kid Thing, and Nicholas Sartini. And lastly, four podcasts I think you should check out. The Crazy Town Podcast for crazy and wacky news from around the world. They've got some really funny and crazy stories on their podcast. I've also got Cadavercast. Seriously, can't stress how awesome this show is. A father and son show that discusses old school horror films. And it's 100% family friendly. The co-host's son is only 6 years old and always blows my mind away. It's proof of how smart kids can be. So please, when you get a chance, check them out. Also, Super PP Time Podcast. Holy moly, give them a shot. Pure insane comedy. It's like being at the table of like Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. Just crazy and hilarious. And lastly, Let's Not Meet Podcast by Andy Tate. Great stories from a fantastic Reddit source. So please check his podcast out. Okay, brilliant listeners, turn the lights off, grab a hot beverage, pump up the sound, and get ready for something different. When Darkness Falls by Santos. Many people have a fear of the dark, but for this group, darkness takes on a whole new horror. It begins as a regular day, no different than any other. Andrew looked at Danielle and admired her beauty from across the room. He loved her, but he couldn't tell her. She was the perfect girl, and he was the guy from the other side of the tracks. Danielle looked over at Andrew, and inside her had the same kind of love. But she couldn't tell him because she figured that she was too much of a goody-two-shoes for him. Little did they know, the events that were about to unfold would bring them together. As Andrew walked around the mall with Danielle, Tyler, Karen, Brett, and Lindsay, he began a conversation with Danielle.
"So, what are you doing later?"
Andrew asked.
"Nothing planned,"
Danielle replied softly. She had butterflies in her stomach, hoping he would ask her out. When they were interrupted, by a loud explosion outside. Slowly and eerily, it began to darken outside. Everyone was confused. It was only 2 in the afternoon, and it was almost pitch black outside. Andrew had a really, really bad feeling growing inside of him. All of a sudden, Andrew and Danielle noticed a guy they worked with. His name was Danny. He was your cliche douchebag that everyone hated to work with. Danny greeted Andrew and the group.
Hey, it's pretty dark out there.
Andrew, being very allergic to stupidity, fired back with, thanks with the newsflash, Captain Obvious. Completely ignoring Andrew, Danny pressed on with,
hey, let's go check it out.
Sure,
Danielle chimed in.
Y'all so hostile.
You are as stupid as they come, Danny,
Lindsay exclaimed.
I'm going to check it out because someone's gotta be a man around here, Danny replied.
He walked out the doors of the mall by the light of his cell phone. The darkness swallowed up all that light. And all of a sudden, everyone heard a loud scream and then silence. That's when Danny's mangled body was thrown against the glass doors. That's when everyone lost their shit. Andrew gathered up his group and found a quiet place in the mall and tried to process the events that just happened.
I know I'm gonna be that guy, but Danny got what was coming to him, and I feel no shame in admitting it.
It was the kind of pep talk that would bring this team together. But it was short-lived when they heard more screaming and the sound of ripping flesh. The girls started crying. Andrew and Tyler did their best to console them. Andrew saw this as his opportunity, looked at Danielle and said, if we make it out of this, we can go steady. In all her fear and emotions, Danielle had finally heard the words from Andrew she longed to hear.
Yes, Andrew, yes. Then, let's figure out how to survive, because I want the chance to finally be with you forever.
So Andrew gathered the group and they moved upstairs. As they reached the top, the group saw people trying to leave but being torn to pieces by the enveloping darkness.
Alright everyone, we have to seal all doors and block them off.
Everyone nodded in agreement and they all sprung into action. Working together in unison, Andrew and the group sealed off all the entrances. Next, they began to look around for food, water, and other provisions.
This is when things go south.
And fast.
The entire group settled down in the sports store where they put up tents and airbeds. Danielle and Andrew lay together and chatted about everything.
But with this reprieve, you can only expect things to head on downhill after this.
A loud crash echoed through the mall and the electricity went out.
A sense of dread overcame Andrew, and he knew in his heart what had happened.
Those monsters, or creatures, or whatever the hell they were, had infiltrated the mall, and the real fight was about to begin.
He could hear groans and roaring below.
Andrew knew what he was hearing, the dead coming back to life. With little time to plan, Andrew, Danielle, Tyler, Karen, Brett, and Lindsay were humanity's last hope. Or at least, their own last hope. The group were staring into Andrew's eyes, hunting for leadership and hope, and they found it. With no hesitation or fail in Andrew's heart, he thought to himself, what options do they have?
We fight.
This is the moment of moments where we fight for something bigger than us. We fight for humankind to continue. So we must go on. And with this pep talk, using everything they had as a group, they would work together to kill these creatures. They began using all sorts of weapons, from planks of wood to chairs, to hockey sticks, baseball bats, and cricket bats as makeshift clubs. They tore through the horde of mind-controlled husks, when suddenly, Brett was levitated into the air and was torn to pieces right before everyone's eyes. Danielle screamed as one of the creatures began to take form from a strange mist floating in the air. It spoke with a thunderous voice.
Silly humans, you dare defy us. We are far more advanced and superior than creatures like you.
With pain in his heart and rage in his soul, Andrew leapt off the top floor and caught the monster, tackling it to the floor below. All he could see was red, and all he could feel was rage. The alien monstrosity had a third eye of sorts. It began to glow. Seeing an opportunity,
Andrew ripped the eye out before it could do anything else. The monster let out a howling scream, and with that, Andrew pushed on further past the eye and into its brain. Whether he knew it or not, Andrew had just destroyed that creature, but he wasn't sure. Karen was next to go. One of the creatures grabbed her, elevated her into the air, and devoured her whole. Tyler fought hard but died being impaled by one of the creature's talons. Danielle and Lindsay regrouped with Andrew down below. All of a sudden, Andrew was being elevated into the air and face to face with one of the creatures. It said in a hissing voice,
"Die, human."
Again, Andrew was a man of action. Grabbing the edge of a nearby stand, he ripped off the top and stabbed it straight into the creature's protruding brain. It dropped him immediately and began to convulse on the ground. The creatures began to become confused. The light had caused them to start striking out against their own. Andrew, by sheer luck and brute strength, had impaled the leader and set the army of darkness into disarray. He walked up to the creature as it spoke its last words.
"Defeated by humans. I'm a disgrace. Kill me."
With hate consuming him and pleasure in his soul, Andrew tore out the creature's brains and stomped on it, like he just spotted a bug crawling on the ground. He didn't realize it then either, but there was the ship outside, and it was this blatant success that tore down the creature's ship's defenses, allowing what he only could determine as army jets to quickly fly in and bombard it with missiles. Little did Andrew know that there was an army outside, a hive mind of sorts. Creatures with the powers to control the mind. And he'd just taken out one of their top leaders. All the remaining creatures in the area retreated. The destruction outside was devastating, but thanks to our brave heroes, humanity could rebuild. Their short struggle had avoided a worldwide alien enslavement. Andrew, Danielle, and Lindsay stepped out of the destroyed mall into the sunshine, relishing the cool wind blowing in their hair. As he looked out, he saw other people smashing these creatures' heads to a pulp. All it took was one small advantage, and humanity could right itself. Although the carnage was severe, humanity was pulling itself back together. The extent and damage was unfathomable, and the small fight that Andrew and his gang experienced in that mall was a microcosm of what was happening around the world. The government built a new facility dedicated to tracking and preparing for any future attacks. Heading this facility was none other than Andrew, Danielle, and Lindsay. They knew it wasn't their last invasion, it was a precursor to a bigger event. One that they would now be ready for. And yes, Andrew and Danielle did marry. Yes, a brief moment of happiness. However, it wasn't a matter of if, but when. And we'll be waiting. Well, what do you think? To me, it was like reading a blockbuster action film and a roller coaster ride. Super intense. I don't know what I would have done. I think maybe I would have boarded up the whole area, tried to kind of see what the heck was killing everyone, before running in and slaughtering everything that I could see. But that's just me. This reminds me of a film, Dawn of the Dead, 1978, where I think the protagonists are trapped in a mall. And this I just couldn't detach myself from that link between this story and that film. It conjured up those thoughts. I mean, that's a good thing. So I really enjoyed the film. And there we go, this story. It just brought back really fond memories, actually. Actually, I might go back and watch that. But let me know what you think. What would you have done if this creature's lifting people up into the sky and tearing them to pieces? I think Andrew made all the right choices, right? I'm not sure though if I would be plunging my hand into any creature's brain anytime soon though. Either way, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And of course, a huge, huge thank you to Santos for sending this one in. I absolutely loved it. It was a great read. And tomorrow, listeners, I'm going to have some true event stories coming your way, and a no-sleep story that I want to share with you as well. As a side note, I've also rebuilt my website, so if you get a chance, go and check it out, that'd be fantastic. I've added the website link into the episode description, and I can't wait for you to see what it looks like now. And also, if you know anyone who is passionate about storytelling,
or love stories, send me to them. And hopefully, I can get them thoroughly creeped out. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, reach out to me on storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, listeners, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.